Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc and I have the watch for the next hour. As always, Dad is here with me.
Good morning.
Aileen is not here this morning. She is doing the Boy Scouts merit badge powwow over there by Enterprise this morning. So there's a whole bunch of boys working on their merit badges this morning over there. And our troop, there's three or four boys, so hopefully they get through it today. I know they all won't get all of them done, and we'll have to circle back around, but we'll deal with that later. And as always, Frank is over there.
Good morning.
And on, and later on this morning, Frank is going to do the Spotlight of Veteran, your mentor, who just lost him here a week ago, two weeks ago. And also, we'll do that at the second break, so you have plenty of time to talk about him. You know, and we have a guest here this morning, Tom Johnson from AmVets.
Good morning.
Adjutant. The adjutant. Yes. So you know all the dirt and who's paid and who's not paid. And
adjutant is just more or less a military word for secretary.
Secretary, yeah. I think I was adjutant in the American Legion a couple years ago with Sean. I don't remember it. We rotated seats around so much and all every year. I forget, you know. I just remember when I was commander and I had to stand up in front of everybody. Other than that, also, your wife is here.
My wife, Debbie, is here, yes.
Debbie's here to make sure you don't say anything wrong and keep you in line.
Yeah, you're right.
Normally mine's here with me in the morning, and she keeps me, and she reminds me about things in the morning, especially things I get all fired up about. She goes, no, you're not talking about that one on the radio. No, just move on. Well, there's a car show in town. If no one's paid attention, if no one's noticed, there's a lot of hot rods running around town. Last night around Cheering Creek and Hilltop and Cypress and Dana, there was a whole bunch of them corralled in an area making a lot of noise and burning up a lot of barrels of oil. You know, no one was worried about, you know, miles per gallon last night, you know.
More like gallons per mile.
Because there was a lot of souped up cars, and you just kind of wonder, where are they all at when they're not there? They're all tucked away in people's garages and storage units and stuff. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. It's loud. It's very, very loud. But it's a lot of fun, and it's something that we do here in Reading every year.
Yeah, we were speaking just a little bit ago that we had gone to the first one.
Yes, yeah, we were all just talking about that. I remember going to the first one accidentally, didn't even know it was going on, and then a couple of years after that, then we all kind of moved and got service and all that stuff and military and kind of went our ways and all came right back. And, you know, the cruise, as Frank was saying before we went on air, there were more cars in the cruise and there was more spectators around watching the cruise last night than ever before. So that part of it is growing bigger and bigger. And I would surmise that that's getting bigger because it's harder and harder to get in. You know, we're not that far away from the Civic Center right now. You know, I warned you, Dad, not to go that way this morning because highway was, you know, trying to get off there and, you know, turn onto that little frontage road there is kind of a pain. But I would guess more people are going to the cruise at night because it's easier to get to. There's a lot of places to park, and you can park. Doesn't cost you anything, and doesn't cost you anything to sit there on the sidewalk and watch all the cars go by, to where it's like $8 or $10 now to get into the car show. And what was it last time we went, like 3 years ago, and it was $8?
It was $11.
$11. So, you know, I mean, it's nice to, you know, go and see a lot of cars, but I'd rather see them driving for free.
Yeah.
You know.
I could spend that money at Starbucks.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, $5. Remember, we call it $5. You know, it's $5 every time you go in and buy coffee. I call it my lazy tax because I don't want to make my own coffee. So other than that, you know, that's kind of absorbs the community as a whole. So you really kind of lose sight of what's going on out there. But there are a lot of little car shows that happened during the week and yesterday and all. And a lot of those had different raffles and different organizations to try to make, raise some funds and stuff. So I hope everybody, participated in some of those. I know the guys that do the Volkswagen one, I think it was yesterday, and all, they were raffling off big toolboxes and stuff. So, and I forget where their money goes to. I think it's like St. John's or the Shriners or something. I know it had to do with kids. So hopefully they made some money with that.
Yeah. You know, this is the second biggest car show in the country. The only thing, one that's bigger is the one that's in Reno in August.
Yeah, the cool April nights, or hot August hot nights, August, sorry. Yeah. Which, by the way, it's not going to be cool April nights for much longer. They keep moving, and it's going to be cool May nights or hot May nights. But hot August nights is, I mean, it just takes up the whole city, over there in Reno. I wonder the big one they have down, the Good Guys has the big one down in San Jose every year too. I wonder where the two, where they meet. Cause you would think down in San Jose would be bigger than ours.
You would think, being so close to LA and San Diego, but it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, I don't know. Yeah. I would just think that one is it. But, way back in the day when Frank and I used to work at, Ben Franklin Crafts, I don't think the cruise was going, or at least not there. What we were just talking about, the cruise used to be right here, right outside the window of the studio. But I don't think they blocked the roads off and everything for it when we were working over there. No. I'm sure Mr. Zero would have had an issue with that, shutting his business down for a day. which he was a vet too. He was a World War II vet. He was he took photos of because we didn't have machines to do. He would take a photo of documents and hand them off to the people, because he used to talk about being in the dark room, having to do things and then redact. Have to go through with whatever black marker he had and redact. I'm sure he's seen a lot. Was privy to a lot of stuff. He was just happy not to remember. But yeah, he would have had an issue with shutting his business down for a day over there, or blocking that parking lot off, which was a horrible parking lot. Whew, that was definitely, you remember where Ben Franklin Crafts used to be over there?
Yeah.
That was a horrible parking lot to get in and out of.
You got three cars in there, you couldn't get in.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if there was a delivery truck, no one could get in and out of the parking lot, and you'd have people, throwing a fit about it. But that was one of the, we've been talking about pet peeves, and this week I got two emails from someone, Ranger 131 and Otman 2, whoever you guys are. They both had the same subject, different things, but the same subject, and it was about driving, because we were talking about the light right out here in front of the studio, and one of them had said, when you're at the front of the line, you're the car right at the light, they're either hesitating to take off because they're too busy looking at their phone, but sometimes, some of us, we hesitate for a moment because we look both ways before we drive, because you never know, that last little tiny car is going to go zipping through there right in front of you, if the person in front of the line hesitates just for a little bit, you don't have to honk your horn at them. They're trying to make sure that, the road's clear before they go out there and get T-boned by, some big old giant Ford pickup and just crushes them. So,
that's a standard operating procedure in Las Vegas. I spent 7 years working in Las Vegas, and you never take off when the light is green.
You just take that quick look.
You have to take that exit.
Look left, look right.
Because yellow means speed up.
Yes, and it's becoming that here in town, isn't it? Yellow means speed up, not, start slowing down. And if you do start slowing down a little bit at the yellow light, then the person behind you is letting you know. And I'm like, no, that's not how it works, Well, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll be right back.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, the bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo, sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans, covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Your comfort and privacy is important, and products installed by Blindsided will improve the quality of life in your home. Enjoy the convenience of remote control power shades, blinds, or the elegant look of plantation shutters with expert installation. Comfort, privacy, and elegance in your home with expert craftsmanship from Blindsided. Call Bill today for an estimate at 945-3969. That's 945-3969.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. I'm Doc, and thank you for coming back to KCNR 96.5 FM, your talk radio. Well, we were ending talking about driving. I don't know, that seems to be a reoccurring thing. So, you know, I told everybody if anybody emails us at manningthewatch@outlook.com that you know, Aileen and I, or you, Dad, we'd bring it up. So those two guys that are, or those two folks that sent that in, I, you know, appreciate it. The other one that came through was about VA wait times. And
oh, yeah.
Some are good, some are bad. Sometimes cancellations, we were just talking, you know, off the air with Tom, and the cancellations seem to get pushed back, and our clinic seems to be going through a lot of that right now, people getting canceled and getting pushed back a little further. We'll save that for next week because we have a couple other things to talk about this time. Frank would like to do a spotlight, a veteran today, your mentor, the gentleman that that raised you, and all. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Frank, and you can read and talk about him all you want.
Okay. The gentleman's name is Al Mazza. He was born in Kansas in 1916. He served in the Army 26 years and fought in both the World War II and Korea. He received a Purple Heart and a Rifleman's Badge with two Bronze Stars. He retired in 1965 and worked at the Culvert Military Academy and Shasta Dam. He was a member of Our Lady of Mercy Catholic Church, the Knights of Columbus, and the Sons and Daughters of Italy. He is survived by his wife, 76 years, Angie, a son, 2 daughters, 13 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren. Al passed away April 16, 2019, and in July, he would have been 103 years old. A ceremony and gravesite service with full military honors will be at Igo Breton Cemetery on Monday, April the 29th at 11 a.m. In lieu of flowers and memorials may be made to the Mercy Home for Boys and Girls. Al also was honored by both the Sons of Italy and Daughters and the Festival Italiano as the most honored Italian in Shasta County. Yes, Al Mazza was my mentor. God bless Al.
Well, that's pretty cool. 1916.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And he also had 8 good conduct medals.
Oh, that's what you were talking about earlier. Yeah.
That's quite a few.
That's
26 years.
That's, yeah. I mean, I got 2. I was in 8 years, and I got 2. And all. I won't even ask Dad, because every good Marine gets in trouble at least once.
Well, I got mine taken away.
5 times, you know. In the Navy, it's easy because, you know, we walk around with the red or the gold stripes, and you can, you know, if you got a stack of red ones, you got in trouble, you know. A few good men with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Robert De Niro, that whole scene between them and sitting on the bench and one saying, all I ever wanted to do was make Master Chief, and the other one saying, all I ever wanted to do was stay a Master Chief, and you look at both of their sleeves, one's all gold and one's all red, you know, you're like, well, we know which one got in trouble a lot, you know, but that's part of being in the military, I guess.
That was another thing that Al Mazza was when he finally came out of the service with the rank of Master Sergeant.
Master Sergeant, so...
Yeah, he ran somebody's base.
Well, it's just like a friend of the studio here, Ted, you know, he was a command sergeant major, you know, before he retired. So, and then one of my corpsmen that I served with, he's picking up Master Chief now. And the way he's going, I'm sure he'll be a command Master Chief, you know, in the next few years. So, you know, that's a lot of responsibility when you're the top enlisted person on a base or a camp or wherever you're at, you know, that's a lot of politicking to do to get to that position in the first place and a lot of work and all. And I'd say Nick was the perfect person for that. Not me. I couldn't keep my mouth shut a few times.
But I made PFC 4 times.
Oh, well, there you go. I know Grandpa Taylor telling a young David, you know, a young, probably too young, stories about being in the Navy and he definitely had red stripes on him, and he did not get a good conduct medal at all while he was in.
He put his stripes on with zippers.
Yeah, he liked to fight. So he didn't like to fight, but he had no problem punching people in the face. That's what he's telling. Yeah, I had no problem with that. I was like, oh, that's great. He Korean War. He was on, I forget what ship. It was a supply ship when the war started, but then he struck to be a gunner's mate and got on one of the battleships at the end, towards the end of the war, because that's where he grew. He talks about being in, moving the big bags of... black powder around in those big giant shells, having to manhandle them around, and 1,600 pounds, something like that, 1,400 pounds, something crazy, and all. So I'm sure when you come out of, and that's why you can't hear. Well, it was an excuse of why you couldn't hear, is when those things go off and they're inside of there. Just he said it was like being inside of a giant bell, you know, or a drum. And now that I'm older, I'm just like, it was just his excuse. He just didn't want to hear any of us. That's all. Yeah.
He said it was like being inside an ash can and somebody throwing M80 in there.
Yeah. So, oh, well. So do you know what he did specifically, Frank, while he was active? Or
he most of the time when he was in battle in France is when he got wounded, and also in the Rhineland. He was an infantryman
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and then he did a lot when he was coming in toward the end of the Korean War. He did a lot of mechanical training and all of that, and teaching over at that military college.
Oh, gosh.
So he was ambidextrous, shall we say. Yeah. He'd not only been able to shoot rifles and fight, but he also was how to repair a lot of things, which he still did when he came out of the service and retired.
Gotcha. I know in the Navy boot camp this week, I believe it was, we just lost a recruit. She had some kind of a congenital disease or something. It hasn't really come out, but there was, you know, something was wrong when she went in and whatever, she overheated and all, and she passed from all of that. So, you know, it happens in boot camp. You know, you two, Dad and Tom, your boot camp was different era. There was a lot of yelling and kicking and punching and screaming and all that went on. Mine, not so much. Well, I was 30 when I went in, so even if they were yelling, I didn't care. I was older than they were anyways and just ignored them and did. I just did what I was told. I did exactly what you said, Dad. Just do what you're told. If they don't know your name, then you're not the one in trouble. They know the names of the ones that are in trouble.
The other thing Al did was he was in the horseback cavalry for a long time, so he was a mounted.
A mounted cavalry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they did away with horses, and then he was one of the first ones to come on the beaches at Korea.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, he got discharged from the Army World War II, and then waited a while, and then reenlisted in the Army and went over to Korea. And then when he came out, he went into the, at that time they called it the Army Reserve.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty impressive to serve in one war and then come out and go right back into another. It's not all that different. You, Dad, volunteering to go into the Marine Corps during Vietnam, while Vietnam was happening, you know, we say that, what was home like? Life for you to want to leave that to go join the Marine Corps, you know. That was
nobody ever accused me of being a genius, you know.
Well, I won't say because I know I have
that. The earlier guys in the World War II, the Greatest Generation, yes. we ran the Honor Flight program here in from Northern California, and we were able to take nearly 850 of our local World War II veterans back to Washington, D.C. to see their memorial after it was built for them.
Yeah.
And
that's a heck of a memorial, too. I like it.
They had a different outlook on life in general than we do.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the things I always say, too, is the distractions. We today, everybody living today, we're distracted so much. Our phones, our TVs, our computers, our cars, my car, my truck talks to me, you know, and, you know, everything is a distraction. And the folks back then, Frank's era and back, they were focused. They could be focused on, you know, a war, you know, across the war and different fronts and everything. So today it's a little more, what do you call it, Dad? Squirrel, you know, like, oh, they're walking along. Oh, squirrel, look over, something shiny over there.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, every 5 minutes the news has got something different on.
Yes.
And they say now that we have the attention span of like 18 seconds or something like that.
What'd you say?
Huh?
Besides, no one in this room can barely hear, too, so that's a whole nother thing. But, the attention span has gone way, way down because we're distracted. You know, we talk about the scouts and taking them out camping, and we're out for a whole weekend. There's no electronics. There's, you know, no iPhones. There's no computers or anything, you know, and at least our troop is prepared, you know, and ready for that. But can you imagine taking a 16-year-old that all he does is sit around playing computer games all day long and just throw him out there? You'd know he'd go into some kind of withdrawals, or you'd want to strangle the life out of him before the end of the weekend, you know.
He'd be in terror the first squirrel he saw.
Probably, yeah. You mean I have to go to the bathroom in that little blue box over there? Yeah, it's not Doctor Who. You go in there, do your business, and wash your hands and come back, you know. Well, we're going to take another quick break. Thank you for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc. Thank you for coming back. Well, we got off on a little bit of a tangent there last time, but we're back now. We're ready to go. And with Tom, I know you have a lot of stuff that you want to talk about, so it's all yours, whatever you want.
Well, yeah, sort of. I'm only here because Frank asked me to be here. No. But he did ask me to talk about AMVETS a little bit,
yeah,
because a lot of people actually never even heard of AMVETS.
Mm-hmm.
AMVETS is American Veterans. Mm-hmm. It's an organization that is Real close to the American Legion and the VFW as far as how they operate and what they operate. The only difference in ours is AMVETS is open to all veterans and service members who are active service members. The others have restrictions on who they can actually allow to be a member. I've been part of post-1996 here in Reading, which is now called the Leo P. Simon Post-1996, since 2004. And the only reason I joined it was the person who was recruiting me, kept trying to convince me that this is where I needed to be. Everybody needs to be at least in one of the organizations because that gives them the, you know, their representation actually to Congress. And so when he told me all the stuff that AMVETS was doing locally, I just said, you know, this sounds like a pretty good organization to belong to. And because I'm the kind of guy that when I join something, I'm not going to be just a number on
you're all in.
Yeah. I'm all in. And that's exactly what happened. I joined in 2004, and within 3 years, I was the commander of the local post. And we had so many things going on that I couldn't keep up with it at the time. Some of the programs that we are doing here in town, one is the Americanism program, which my wife Debbie here is more or less in charge of as the auxiliary member. President. And it's a program where we go into the schools and we present the program. The young kids color flags and answer some questions. The intermediate kids up to the fifth grade, they draw a poster. And all this is done to a theme. The theme changes every year. And then the older kids up through 12th grade write essays in varying word lengths for the class that they're in. And locally, we judge them. We collect them all a certain time of the year. We judge them, and we provide a cash award back to the students. And we usually do the presentation to the whole school, in front of the whole school. And it's really unique. We dress up in our uniforms, and it creates a veteran thing within the school itself. Yeah. The caveat here is the ninth grade winner of the essay at the state level, because after we grade them here, we send the first place winners on to state.
Gotcha.
And they do their own judging, and the first place winners from state go on to national. And each level is a cash award. So except for the ninth grade essay winner at the state level, he or she, we've had a lot of she's, they are awarded a three-day all-expense-paid conference, leadership conference, the Spirit of America Leadership Conference at Valley Forge in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And it's right at the Freedom Foundation, which is located in Valley Forge Park.
Yeah.
And
was a little bit of history there.
And the 3 days that they spend, they think they're going on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like that. In that 3 days, they learn more about the Constitution, civics, and politics than they get throughout all of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crammed into a three-day period that starts the minute they get off the bus.
And it's probably a lot more accurate than what they're learning in history and in their classes also.
Oh, yeah, definitely. One of the main things is they form a mock Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. They go right downtown Pennsylvania or Philadelphia and go into the courthouse. And we have people that show up and they create a mock Supreme Court, and usually it's a case that's either in the Supreme Court at the time or one that had just been done by the Supreme Court. And I've been doing it for quite a few years. We've gone as chaperones quite a few times, and we witnessed a change in the the student's perspective about the security and liberties.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
It's really, really interesting the way they've come after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about security.
Mm-hmm.
You can have my phone. You can look at my phone. No problem.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
It's progressed to a point where don't tread on me kind of liberty thing. And my phone is sacred. You're never going to see what's in my phone. And that's what we've noticed over the years. That's just one of the programs that
It would be interesting to see the mock Supreme Court if they're judging something it has or is going to be. Where does their judgment compare to
almost identical to what the Supreme Court comes up with?
Yeah.
The vote may be a little different as far as the nine judges, but it has always followed what the Supreme Court has come up with.
It just shows that that system works.
Right.
And and it's even working on a different level of youngsters still having to argue a point and get, the system works, especially at that level. Ooh, I wouldn't want that job. I don't even want to be in the building with those folks.
I agree. We're right in the middle of this year's program. We collected all the entries last week, and tomorrow, a lot of the AMVETs, we have our AMVET group coming in, and we're going to do our judging tomorrow for this year's program. But that's only one of the programs at AMVET. I won't go into a lot of the others. But let's see. We have a white clover program, which is similar to the poppies.
Yeah, the poppies.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a sick and convalescent program where we go and visit our veterans in the convalescent homes. We used to do Christmas goodie bags. It started out as Christmas goodie bags, and we used to give as many as 450 a year out. We'd go take these goodie bags that filled with hygiene items, razors, combs, stuff, and take them to all the convalescent homes here in town and deliver them just before Christmas. Now that our auxiliary, that went away.
Mm-hmm.
The money disappeared where we got the goodie bags from, so now we've been doing them on our own. In fact, our auxiliary does it every year for not as many, but we hit, five convalescent homes this last year.
Gotcha.
70
veterans, all right.
And that's the difference this year. It's just veterans that we're taking them to. We take them to everybody in the convalescent home. We have a couple of programs that a lot of people are interested in locally that we've taken on. The stand down was one of them.
Yeah.
That we, our AMVET, most of the board of directors for the stand down has been AMVETs over the time. In fact, I was the chairman I've been co-chair or chairman.
A lot.
I don't know how
a
long.
A lot, yeah.
A long time.
A long time.
Since it started almost.
Yeah.
And this is my first year. That I'm not. I'm still on the board of directors, but I'm not the chairman or the vice chairman. And kind of good. I guess I'm still going to end up being the site manager.
Oh yeah,
I was all there. The coordinating.
I was there with Carl. I was on the radio with Carl.
Yeah, I know. And our other big program, other than Honor Flight, which I had talked about earlier, but. We did the honor flight through AMVETs. In fact, AMVETs financed our first two trips when we first formed back in 2008. And if it wasn't for AMVETs, we probably never would have got this off the ground.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. Let's save whatever else you want to talk about. We'll take a quick break here in just a second.
Very
that way we don't have to cut you off and you can keep going. And we'll just cut Frank off later, whenever he gets going. But real quick before we go, the Can-Do Spirit guys, Rose and Tim, that were in here a while ago, they're still working on the metal stands for the wreaths. They're still needing some help getting those sanded down. And Rose can be reached at 5- 750294 if anybody wants to reach out and try to help them. I know I'm going to reach out to the scouts today and see if we can't get somebody out there.
I think
you
need somebody that can run an electric sander.
And stuff. So we'll do that. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and thank you for coming back to KCNR 96.5 FM, your talk radio. Well, Tom, we had I cut you off there at the end because I wanted to give you as much time as you want to talk about the last thing you wanted to bring up.
All right.
It's all
yeah.
yours.
Okay. Yeah, well, I just started to touch on the Honor Flight program that the local or post-1996 had adopted as its own.
Yeah.
And we got it started. I'll give you a little insight of how it got started first off the bat. Leo P. Simon, who is the namesake of post-1996, had gone to the AMBETS National Convention in North Carolina, I believe, and he brought back an application for Honor Flight. Evidently, the Honor Flight chairman had made a presentation to the national convention, and Leo brought the application back for Deb's dad, mm-hmm. who was living with us and was a World War II veteran. And so in, I think, 2007, her and her dad were on their way to Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. They went as lone eagles, but they were by themselves. It wasn't because we didn't have any honor flights west of the Rockies at that time. So she went on the honor flight. He went, got to see, meet the people and see the sights. when he came home, he was a different person.
Mm-hmm.
He had been living with us, but he was one of the ones. He raised three girls and never talked about ever being in World War II or what he did or any of that kind of stuff. He never considered himself a combat veteran because he was a clerk. He happened to be MacArthur's clerk, but in the Philippines. But that was besides. He was done in the Philippines getting ready for the invasion of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But he never talked about any of that. Well, when he came from home, the honor flight, he went in, brought this box out of the closet that he had closed up for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all this paraphernalia, stuff that he had written, letters he had written while he was in the service, and things that he had collected while he was in the service. And he couldn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Telling me about it.
What was his? He got it out. Now he knows it's out. Okay,
he realized that even though he was a non-combat veteran, they explained to him when he was back in Washington D.C. that it takes 20 non-combat veterans or service people to support that one combat veteran.
We were just talking about that on last week's show. In today's time, because we have a lot of civilian support, there's 9 people behind every combat vet.
Absolutely.
When I was in combat, there was 9 people.
And if any one of those
messes up,
combat is in jeopardy.
Because my stuff, not only did I have my own weapons and everything, and my Marines had their weapons, but I had all my medical gear, too. And you can only carry so much medical stuff with you. So, you know, absolutely. Someone gave him the okay.
Yep.
You know, here, get it out, you know.
Yep. Well, when he came back, was talking about this, we because she had gone back there and she met some people,
mm-hmm.
and we got to talking, and they came out here to California and held up got some people together. Mm-hmm. And we just happened to do it in Yountville, where by now I was the Northern Area Commander for AMNET, which is a state position. And I was having my meetings down there. And this gal came, talked to us about honor flight. And that very day we decided, the six of us that were in the meeting, or six of us that were in the meeting, there was a lot more in the meeting, but six of us decided, let's form a hub.
Yeah.
And it took us a year. And by the end of 2008, we were ready to go. And like I said, AMVET stepped up.
Yeah.
And they financed our first two trips. And we took our first trips. And that was the first two of 25.
Wow.
We made 25 trips out of Reading.
Do you know, out of the 25, what's the total number of vets you took back there?
Almost 850.
Holy
that
moly.
We had serviced.
And what was the cost that was put together to finance that?
The first, we got $100,000 from them the first time, actually total. Mm-hmm. It came in increments of, I think, $60,000 was the first payment.
Yeah.
But that came from the AMVET Service Foundation, which I am now on the board of directors of.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have firsthand experience.
Well, it just worked out. Like I said, when I joined AMVETS, I'm all in.
Yeah.
And I've worked my way up to different positions, and most of the positions are elected positions, and so was this one. But I bring a lot to the table for the foundation, and so that's where I'm working now.
Busy, 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 like the rest of it, just busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking Deb earlier about this gentleman that Frank talked about. We may have taken him on one of our honor flights.
Well, we were talking about one of my new buddies over at the vet's home, Michael.
Right.
And
we know he's a super nice guy.
And that, when I met him, one of the stories he was telling me was going back there and doing that. And, a few years ago, I had to go back there for the company I worked for a convention in D.C. and all vets, and we walked from our hotel and we walked over to the mall and just all day into the night walking, you know, back and forth. And we started all the way up top of the hill, went all the way down and then circled all the way back. But when we got to the World War II part, it's just so big and so wow. You know,
yeah.
That and the Vietnam one. The Vietnam one, you hear all the noise all over the mall, but when you get close to that Vietnam one, you don't hear nothing down there, but, you know, personal, you know, stuff.
When we took the World War II veterans back, we hit every memorial we could.
Yeah.
It's a long day. They get up early in the morning, get on the bus, and we get into town early, and we see as many of the memorials as we can.
Well, the Korean War vet for Frank over here, they're almost ghostly, they're taller than life. Like you're saying, Deb, they're taller than life, but they're in the bushes. And you kind of walk around and you're like, oh, okay, there they are.
It's kind of odd that you would mention that, but Frank.
Yeah, I was going to say, could you tell them a little bit about who the escorts were that went with
them? That's where I was going. Because our World War II veterans at the time were about 90.
Yeah.
And they needed help. Most of them needed help. So we took guardians. We'd usually take about 30 World War II veterans and 20 guardians.
Oh, okay.
It got little close near the end when we were finishing up. It got almost 1-to-1.
Almost 1-to-1, yeah.
But our guardians were usually, well, it turned out a lot of them were our post members.
Oh, yeah.
But we had to go outside the post. We found a lot of, and we did training. We had to train every guardian to be able to handle the World War II veterans and know how to work a wheelchair.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. There are some crazy things, but
those front wheels
you don't
if you
do
don't
with
think
a
about
wheelchair.
Well, we got it. I'm going to have to cut you short a little bit so we can wrap up a little bit. So before we go, I want to say again for Tim and Rose at the Can Do Spirit, they are definitely looking for some people to run some sanders to help them with the metal wreath stands because we need those ready for Memorial Day. So they need some help with that, and Rose can be reached at 575-0294. And I know Tim's been working hard on those for quite a while now, and get that because Memorial Day will be here before we know it. You know, though we went from winter, a little bit of spring, and now we're headed right into summer. That's typical for Redding. You know, we're not going to get much more, but we need to get ready for that, and I'll reach out to the scouts too and see if there's some older boys that can help actually manhandle a little bit on that and all, because they all have to do service hours anyway, so that'll help them with that. Anything else, Frank, before we wrap it up?
Not offhand, just that project is a project for CVAC, so just to let you know, Tom and I and Debbie are all part of CVAC as well.
Yeah. Well, it's same. Seems to be the same core group and a lot of it. And there's a lot going on, and, you know, everybody needs help. Everybody needs a little bit. So I definitely want to I'll probably, take my son over there to contact Rose and help with that. Other than that, again, if anybody else wants any more pet peeves, just email me at manningthewatch@outlook.com and I'll read them or I'll talk about them on the air. It seems to be something everybody likes to talk and complain about. Whatever. Hey, it doesn't
that's
matter
our
to
favorite
me.
Thing.
And again, if anybody wants to spotlight a veteran, if they're past or alive or not, same thing. Just email us. One of us will talk about them or contact you, and you can talk about them on air, whatever you want to do. And, if the car show is in town, so this afternoon, watch out. There's going to be a lot of hot rods driving around.
And a lot of traffic.
Yes, and a lot of traffic. You got about 30 seconds, Tom, if you want to throw anything else out there.
I actually do.
You better hurry up.
One last thing. One of the other projects that we did 14 years ago, we adopted the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center as one of our projects.
Yeah.
And you might want to get to this later, but we are actually having a fundraiser tonight.
Oh, yeah.
At the Anderson Veterans Event Center, which is the VFW hall.
Yeah.
But, it's come on down. We're raising some funds. We got a lot of stuff.
Bring your cars. There's going to be plenty of them driving around.
A lot of stuff going to be doing this afternoon.
Well, with that, Frank, you have a good weekend. I know you got stuff to go do. Thank everybody for listening to Manning the Watch this week. You have the watch, and we'll talk to you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life,